Support for this program by the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Experience more than 10,000 years of history and culture through art, dance, film, and more. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The vice president, tribal leaders, celebrities, and musicians were among those to deliver messages to Native Youth Wednesday, taking part in the Protect the Sacred Native Youth Summit. Their messages focused on civic and political engagement and youth leadership. Speaker Shandine Herrera says her leadership journey was sparked at a young age by her mother, who always helped lend support to others.
I think I've always just strived to be a good community member first and foremost. And so at different stages in my life, that has looked like different things, right? What can I contribute to the environment I'm in? How can I improve the lives of those who are around me and use my talents and my skill set to contribute to my community and the future generations to come? So that is how I view leadership.
Takata Iron Eyes, an environmental advocate, says her youth leadership started by speaking out at public events.
People, I guess, started recognizing, right, those sort of qualities within me. I was 9 years old, and that's just because I was lucky enough to have a support system, right, where that was always very much shown to me and encouraged and affirmed in me that I always had the strength to do whatever I wanted. And my mom took me to this uranium mining sort of conference that this board was having to vote on whether or not they would be putting it in the Black Hills. And she told me I could speak if I wanted to. And I did. And that gave me the courage to speak up again, sort of at different points in my life.
The Youth Summit was a 4-hour virtual event to showcase Native youth resilience and support their leadership journeys. Members of the Native American community in the Kansas City area are gearing up for the 2021 NFL football season, continuing their years-long message to the Kansas City football team and the use of Indian stereotypes and misappropriation of Native culture. Members of the group Not In Your Honor hosted their first demonstration Sunday at the team's home opener. Ashley White was among demonstrators holding signs calling on the team to change its name and end racism.
We're not a caricatured version of people, you know? We're real, living, breathing people. We're not 1800 Wild West, you know, indigenous people, you know? We're not here for your enjoyment. We're not here for your display. We're not here for your entertainment. We didn't even get to exist and be who we were based on our own standards. We've been held by the government standards to justify us as a people.
Fans are banned from wearing war paint or headdresses into the stadium. The group plans to host more demonstrations seeking an end of Native imagery, including in the team's Arrowhead logo, and the use of Native terms, and apply the NFL's zero tolerance for on-field use of racial slurs. The FBI and the San Juan County Sheriff's Office in New Mexico are seeking help finding a man suspected of kidnapping a Navajo girl in the Four Corners region. The 13-year-old girl was reported missing Tuesday night. She was found alive at a trading post in Red Valley, Arizona on Wednesday morning. The suspect is described as Native American, in his 30s or 40s, about 6 feet tall, short brown hair, no facial hair. He may be driving a dark-colored 4-door pickup truck. He was last seen at an RV park in Kirtland, New Mexico, where he allegedly abducted the girl. Law enforcement officers say they're actively searching, but they need the public's help. Anyone with information is asked to contact the FBI. Navajo officers are also assisting with the investigation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for nearly 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.